Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week, we're going to take a look at the management of herbicide-resistant weeds, and more importantly, horseweed, or what it is also known as mare's tail, in no-till soybeans. Now, horseweed biology is key to understanding the overall resistance and management aspects of the weed itself. Mare's tail has two primary periods of emergence from late March through June and from late summer through late fall, followed by the stem elongation or bolting. That's where the plant will rise vertically very quickly to an eventual height of 3 to 6 feet in height. Now, plants that emerged the previous fall will bolt earlier than the spring emerging plants, and you'll see that. And horseweeds compete with soybeans throughout the growing season and can reduce crop yields, where horseweeds mature in the late summer, early fall, and can produce up to 200,000 seeds per plant, which are readily dispersed by wind. Now, herbicide activity and resistance in horseweed has been documented, and the herbicide programs must include a spring burn down to ensure that the field is free of horseweed or mare's tail at soybean planting. Now, failure to follow these guidelines can result in what we know as poor control and overall reduced crop yield. That results and reduce profit for you, the farmer or producer. A recent Ohio State University horseweed study with various herbicide scenarios resulted in the following soybean yield. With 51 bushels per acre, producers where the burn down treatment failed to control emerged plants tended to see a reduced yield. Now, with 57 bushels per acre, the producers used a burn down treatment which was effective, but there was no residual herbicide to control the plants later on. And the overall highest yield in the study was 65 bushels an acre, where the burn down was effective and residual herbicides were used to control the flare ups or pop ups later in the season. Now, mare's tail is most easily controlled when the seedling or the rosette stage and the spring burn down herbicides are applied before that is stem elongation or bolting occurs. Now, mare's tail populations with evolved resistance to glyphosate or ALS inhibiting herbicides such as group 2, chemicals such as Classic and First Rate are widespread, and many populations are resistant to both glyphosate and ALS inhibiting herbicides as well. Now, farmers should therefore not expect to attain effective controls with post-emergence or over-the-top herbicides, including combinations of both glyphosate plus Classic, Synchrony, or First Rate. Well, most farmers in this area have known this fact for a long time. Now, if you hire applicators to come in and commercially apply the pesticides for you, you also know that there are other strategies that include Liberty-linked soybeans, which is a whole new strategy that involves genetic selection of the soybeans themselves. Now, the management steps that effectively control this problem is in the fall and early spring treatments in the fields where horseweed seedlings are observed, and especially in fields with a history of horseweed control problems. The key is to decrease the amount of seeds or seedlings in a seed bank or population in a field. And in doing so, you reduce the number and chance or likelihood of the problem the next year. With a combination of different herbicides, including glyphosate, dicamba, basis, or in a low rate of canopy, cloak, EX, or DF, or metribuzin, the producer should have easy success in controlling a wide range of populations of mare's tail. And in doing so, you'll also be combating new weeds that are in the county currently that include Palmer amaranth and water hemp. All of these resistant weeds can be controlled if a comprehensive and effective herbicide approach is used. Now, lastly this week, while weed resistance is an issue, we've started to see issues with pathogen resistance such as frog eye leaf spot on soybeans. Now, frog eye leaf spot, if you came to the grain meetings this week, you'll also know that the frog eye leaf spot of tobacco and soybeans are not the same pathogen. And so you have to take a comprehensive approach, and sometimes the easiest step is to plant resistant soybeans in the beginning. In doing so, you'll save yourself having to apply fungicides in the late season, but also allow more comprehensive management steps known as integrated pest management to be applied on your farm. I know we've talked about a lot of specific information regarding pest management. If you have any questions this week, feel free to contact your local extension service.